Andrew McDermott, I like a cruise as much as the next person, but you offer something very, very different. Tell me where you're from, first of all.
I'm from Cheek Point.
Good man. Yep. Fine, upstanding community.
Fine, upstanding community. I'm a pillar of the community myself, of course. My business is Osprey Viking Cruises, and we offer bespoke cruises down the estuary. We're based at the Millennium Plaza in Waterford City, and we go down as far as Ballyhack in County Wexford, or we can go up as far as Mount Congreve if we go upriver.
I love the way we say it properly. So it's not Ballyhack, it's Ballyhack. Andrew, first of all, tell me where I can find information about what you do. How can I book?
If you go on our website, you'll find Osprey Viking Cruises, which is www.ospreyvikingcruises.ie.
I imagine, first of all, it's a significant investment. It's a significant leap of faith. You don't know, is this going to work? You don't know, will the local community support you? Nothing's guaranteed, Andrew.
Yeah, it started just before COVID. I had the boat and we weren't barely using it. It wasn't getting used. We got down to Dunmore fishing a few times in the year, but the weather was so unpredictable. But then I had to apply for different licenses and, you know, there's a lot of paperwork you have to do to get the license. But we eventually got all that done and we started last year and we're going from strength to strength at the moment.
So if I jump on the boat and I'm there, there's Andrew now, he'll take care of me. What can I expect?
You can expect a great day out. Now, you can go for a longer cruise or you can go for a shorter cruise. Probably our most popular cruise is about an hour and 15 minutes where we go around the King's Channel. We have a historian on board, our local historian, who'll give you all the chat. We'll serve you tea, coffee and a snack on board and we'll get you back to the Millennium Plaza all in one piece. If you'd like to go further afield, we'll bring you down as far as Cheek Point where you can also disembark at the nice pontoon they have there and you can go into the Shore Inn, have some lunch, some drinks and we'll bring you back up to Waterford. If you want to go a little bit further, then we'll bring you as far as Ballyhack where you can get off in Ballyhack and have a walk or go into the local eateries there if you wish.
And if you're setting up a business like this and it's in its infancy, you can create the Instagram pages, you can create the Facebook pages, you can have the flyers. But the bottom line is you need local buy-in. You need support from fellow businesses. You need a network, Andrew.
Yeah, that's why these networking events that we go to are so important. Like we work with all the local hotels. We bring our brochures in. We bring the staff out on a trip so the receptionists will have an experience on the river so they'll know what they're talking about when someone comes up and say, what was a cruise on Osprey Viking Cruises like? So.
And would you find now that you have mostly locals? Is it mostly tourists who come on buses, etc.? Are you seeing more locals? What are you seeing?
No, we had a real mixture last year. We had Americans, we had Canadians, we had Brazilians, we had Germans, Swedish, and we had some local people. The amount of local people that we get are so amazed at what the river looks like from their houses look like, especially around the King's Channel. You can see Ballinakil Downs there. And people just, it's like a different world when you see it from a different angle, you know. And looks like a different city, you know.
When you're a tourist in your own town or your own village, your own county, you're so used to seeing something that sometimes you have blinkers on going around. But when you see it from a different perspective, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah, it looks completely different from the water. You know, that's what people say. Like they say Cairo is the Nile. You know, Cairo is what, the jewel of the Nile. But I think Waterford is the jewel of Ireland. You know, we are so, the amount of people who come out on the boat and say, we haven't seen another boat or we haven't seen another yacht. It's so unutilized, our estuary. You know, it's a shame. We need to get more people out on the river, you know, and hopefully by doing these cruises, we will be able to.
And a network like the Waterford Rural Tourism Network, it's creating conversation, it's giving support. What would you like to see happen in the next 5 years locally, Andrew, in terms of development and tourism?
There's so much more we could do on the water, you know. There's a lot of opportunities. You know, they've talked about water taxis that go up and down the river. I just think we need to keep networking and getting all our ideas together. And like a lot of people haven't been up to Mount Congreve side of the river, and that's a beautiful stretch of river. And it's so scenic and there's a lot of wildlife up that side. It's not as many castles and maybe there's not much history up there, but it's fantastic. It's a beautiful view. And Mount Congreve, they've done a fantastic job there. We'd hope to one time be able to dock up there. They don't have a marina at the moment, so we're just able to turn around and go back down the river when we visit Mount Congreve.
But now that this is on air, they'll hear it, obviously, and they'll say, Andrew would like us to do this, so let's go
please,
ahead.
Please, can you put a dock in it and we'll bring people up to you.
Andrew McDermott, Osprey Viking Cruises, thank you so, so
thank
much.
Thank you, Jeff. Lovely to talk to you.